Welcome.
Welcome.
You're listening to Blue Coast Talk with host Jack Buccioni.
Here we are in Georgetown, Delaware. You've heard of the Delaware Way? Well, this is not Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. This is the Sussex County Way. And you know what? It's very powerful. The coalition of all the activist groups in the county have come together at the circle. They're not happy. These folks have voting power over the top, and they want change. Give a listen.
Hi, I'm Dave Green. We're here in Georgetown Circle, and the reason that we're here is with a lot of people who want the county council and other county officials to start thinking about better balance when it comes to the growth of the county. Quality of life, environmental protections, all of those things are important too, as well as development going on and raising taxes, you know, contributing on a tax basis. But we have to have a much better balance, and you can't keep saying there's nothing to do. All the other counties in Maryland around here and Newcastle County, they have rules to better manage development and have better outcomes. And that's why these people are here. There's probably 150, 200 people here, and over the day there's probably been, you know, maybe 300 altogether. And that's why they're here. They want county council to hear the residents, of which there's now almost 300,000 in Sussex County. They want to be heard. And they don't want to be ignored. Up until now, it's pretty well been they're ignored, and development's been going on the way it's been going on since 1971. It's not 1971 anymore. It's time to come up with real solutions for today's problems and not keep it.
Hi, Jack. I'm Luke Podolsky, and I'm here with a bunch of the concerned folks in Sussex County to protest the overdevelopment that is ruining Sussex County. It seems that anything they want to build or do is approved by the Sussex County Council, and it doesn't matter what kind of impact it's going to have on the quality of life we have.
Hi, Jack. We're here at the Circle in Georgetown right now to protest the rapid overdevelopment of Sussex County. We've been meeting on Zoom since March of 2020, but prior to that, the group was already forming. And we're just thrilled that we have such a nice turnout and so many wonderful signs that speak to what we've been, the issues that we've been fighting. And we have some councilmen inside, and some other people are able to go inside and talk with them one-on-one.
Hi, my name is Pete Stack. I'm wearing two hats today, one with Sussex 2030 and the other with the Delaware Coalition for Open Government. And we are, as you can see, people are out protesting overdevelopment in this county. We're not against development. We're not against growth. We are against uncontrolled growth and sprawl. There's no reason for that to happen in this county other than the fact that they're not taking their time to consider these proposals. They're rushing them through, and their infrastructure is not in place that you probably all experience on a day-to-day basis, whether it's traffic problems or other issues. The county council is going to be meeting this afternoon. One of the topics that they're going to be discussing, I'm not sure for how long, but wetlands proposals for setbacks and the like. And that was a project they spent a year and a half on, and it died. It was not addressed. And the only reason they're addressing it now is because they're worried that the state is going to impose something come the first of the year. So we're hopeful that they will make a good decision and be a first step towards controlling some of this uncontrolled growth.
Hi, this is Greg DeRoss. I'm at Georgetown Circle this morning, joining many other citizens here who are here to express the fact that the new status quo of uncontrolled development in this county is no longer acceptable. Things have to change. It is out of control. People here, whether they were long-term residents or they've been here just a few years, did not know that they were moving into a county that's controlled by developers without any limitations. It's time for some managed growth and some sensible planning. We're not opposed to growth. We just want it planned and managed.